Hey everybody, what's up? How you doing?
Todd?
Oh, my twin brother's visiting me from Paris. My twin brother. I think there's something wrong.
What's wrong? You know how hard it is to get a professional website online quick? It's impossible. I don't even know what to do anymore.
Guys, hold on. I think I gotta go help him out.
Brad, what's wrong? I feel like there's... It's hard to get a website started. Professional, anybody can do a shit website. Brad, don't get upset. You can do it. There's a professional. You ever hear of HostGator? Yeah, I don't have $10,000. Look, it starts as low as $3.47. HostGator. And if you mention Todd 30, you get an extra 30% off. It's too good to be true. Todd, you know I don't like when you lie to me.
No, that's why they're sponsoring today's show. They're good people.
Roll in the show, for the love of God. You shouldn't have had to hear that. That wasn't an ad. That was not an ad, I promise. My promise. I'm promising you. Why would I lie about a thing like that, except that it may be?
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Hey. Thank you. Thank you, Todd. I just threw to myself. You know what I mean when they throw, like, an Entertainment Tonight?
Thank you, Brian.
You're welcome, Karen. You know, the weather out here is... So, I'll see you guys in Dallas. You know, I was supposed to be there last week, but I had to... We flipped it. The improv flipped it on me. It ends up, I think it's probably good. I'll see you on the 12th. Just doing the 12th, 13th, and 14th in Dallas. Not the 15th. Not the 15th. So, I hope you're enjoying the snow, Dallas. You're right now, you're listening, going,
we're not!
I bet some people are. Some people aren't. Depends what you do. And then I'll be in D.C. in January at the Improv. It's all fun stuff. Today's show. Rob Gleason is back. And Ian Carmel. And it was as fun as it was the first time. They're great. I'm not going to go off again. You know the way I feel about these guys. And... They're like, there's just certain guests on the show, they do, you know, it can't go wrong because they're all funny and kind and silly and it's therapy. It truly is therapy. I hope you enjoy the show today. I don't know why I'm whispering. Probably because I feel mellow. And Lynn is in studio, Lynn Shore, and Gabe is on horn. We got two horn players today, and you'll find out who's there. I don't got to tell you in the pre-show. Alrighty. Enjoy the show, and here we go. Roll it in, Aristotle. No. Now, I don't want to throw Jake under the bus, because let me tell you something. Jake is extremely valuable to the show. He really is. He does so much, always with a smile, always eager, always energetic, always fun, always kind, always... But between the both of us, we get a D- in remembering... When people send me songs, I always email you back. And thank you. But I also like to mention it on the show, and we both forget. So am I blaming him? I'm blaming the both of us. But we do email you thank you. So if we play something on the show you sent in, please accept our email as a thank you. And we're going to try to remember from now on. But we do appreciate it. And we play a reasonable amount of stuff. Bits, sometimes when people send in bits, they're a little harder to squeeze in. But and sometimes we do. I don't mean the bits where... You know what I mean. You know what I mean. The songs, we use a lot of the songs. Okay. And sometimes we use the bits. Now I'm afraid someone's sitting home going, wait a second, I sent a bit into the show. It's all good. I love you. I do. I love you. Let's all start talking to each other like we talk to dogs. I think people would really react well to that. I love you too. I love you so much. The fuck am I doing? Rolling the show, Aristotle. And Aristotle, you're doing a good job too. Do you need more? Do you need... You're great. Look at you every week coming in there, doing what you do.
When I was a little boy, I dreamed of having a podcast. The only dream I'd ever known. So I ever wanted, yeah, I wanted a podcast. Now I've got my own show. And it gets better every day. And it gets funnier in every way. And it gets deeper, like I can say. Do I love it, my own mind?
Hi, everybody. How's everybody? I am so excited. This is even Aristotle could tell you because you're excited about the show, aren't you? I go, or yeah, you did. Neil did. Somebody said it. Who the fuck cares? I'll close this whole show down right now. Okay, so, Gabe did. Gabe, the horn player, said that you could tell I was excited. So let me say who's here today. Now, Gabe, you were here last week. It's always exciting to see you. But Lynn, the musical director, does not come by. You know, he hasn't been by in a long time. So Lynn is here. We even have it. We don't even have to worry about it anymore. It's a pain in the ass for everyone to have to do that. So, and then also Gabe, the horn player, is here. Very excited. Aristotle, he's here every week. Neil Nana Dana from Atlanta. And... of course, young Jake back from his vacation. He gave a girl his number on an airplane. and then, you don't want to get too excited about guests because, you know, they hurt somebody else's feelings. But you both, if you heard the opening of last week's show, I had so much fun hanging out with you guys on the last show. It was, like, so exciting, and it was a lot of fun. So, Rob and Ian are back. Well, Rob Gleason and Ian Carmel. Very exciting. It's going to be such a fun show. It's great. We're going to go in and out of breaks. Lynn's going to do some songs. I'm very high right now. And let me start. You know, I heard that you talked to Blake Wexler. He goes, don't interrupt Todd in the beginning. I said, no wonder nobody was chiming in on my rants.
Yeah, he said, he was like, don't just let him do his thing in the beginning. Let him wear himself out. And then the show.
You know how many people came up to me? They're like, that layered thing had me laughing so hard.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because they're like, I never really thought, maybe for a guy, too. It's funny for us. Yeah. Hey, we got to do what we got to do, too, you know? So, okay, let me start off, and I will. We'll get through this, okay? It's going to be a lot of fun today. It's going to be good.
I keep the wolf's watch on his heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time.
I like it. Here's what's going on. I was at Helium. Now, let me say something. You know, like, sometimes you preface, oh, my God, Rob's sick. What's wrong? I'm kidding. Huh? You were going to sneeze, it looked like.
Yeah.
And I was that overreacting.
Oh, my God, Rob's sick. Jake, do something. He's a star.
Jake was going to sneeze for him. That's what that looked like. It was going to happen.
Sneeze,
you sneeze
for the
guest. You don't let him sneeze.
You don't let us.
Take the sneeze.
Okay, so here's what happened. Mike Tucci, you're a good man. Hung out with you over the weekend. And then when I got back, I'm like, I know what Mike Tucci that is. Let me explain something about Helium. I had so much fun, and anybody that went to the show... So there was one woman that yelled out, and I had to yell at her. But, you know, but that was it. The crowds were so good. If you were at those shows, know, especially the podcast people, that I don't know how to say it, but like maybe this is the one of the waitresses at the club said something, and I'm being very genuine when I say this. She goes, "The people that came for your show," she goes, "they're really nice." And I was proud of that. I was like, you know, I really appreciated that. And then a few of them said it over the weekend, and they would repeat it Friday, and then they would say it Saturday. And I would like that. I would like to think that the people that come out to see me, hey, plus I think the built-in audience that Helium has is a really good audience. But this explains the podcast audience. Saturday night was the first time I didn't smoke pot all weekend. Nobody had it. I don't bring it. But Saturday, somebody from the audience had it. They asked if we could go outside, and we did. There's a side alley there, and there was like 10 or 12 of us. People, you know, you start recognizing some people that come to the show, a lot of podcast listeners. It seemed like a group of 12 people that I pretty much knew everybody, even not by name. But you two were here last time. I remember that guy and his girlfriend. And we smoked pot outside. And I didn't want to go back outside to go back into the bar of the comedy club, so I wanted to walk them through the showroom. Through the showroom aggressively and then into the bar, because it was at the end of the night. It was after the late show, and I didn't want the staff, who was always so nice, to think, even though they would have been gracious, that I was now coming back into the comedy club with 13 people, and they would have been like, oh, we're trying to clean up. So I told everybody outside, walk aggressively, follow me, and we're going to walk through the showroom. Nobody stops, nobody meanders, and if you want to jiggle some cashews, well, you're doing it. And I take the lead. I turn around. Every fucking person, like a bit we would do on this show, is going aggressively, walking straight through. I eventually move out of the lead to tell the manager. He goes, "What is everybody doing?" I go, "I told them all to aggressively walk through the show." And he goes, "I have never seen such diligence. They just walked through with aggressiveness. We came in the side door. Boom! We were back into the bar where we belonged." And something about that, it warmed my heart. It was like, look at everyone just doing a bit, and it was so great. So there's that. I'm exhausted. Why am I hurrying? The PayPal people, thank you. I don't always know how to respond to each one, but now I do. I thought I couldn't because I thought it was coming from PayPal. I didn't think I could find the person's email on there, but now I started. But I get it. How nice that is, because, you know, I watch shows, the animal, sometimes animals where they need money, and I do give to charity. I could give more, but sometimes you're watching TV and something's very special. It could be something, you know, you're watching some and they go, "Oh, we need your money," and I don't get up to give it. So when somebody sends that in, I get it. And if you don't send it in, that's okay too, because I get it. It's not that, it's whatever it is. It's like, hey, times are tough. So if you send it in, it's awesome and we'll do fun things with it on the show. But if you don't, you know what? That's absolutely fine too. Everything's great. You know who Alan Strickland is?
Yes.
Are you friends with
Alan Strickland Williams?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's funny.
He's very funny.
Are you guys friends with him?
Yes.
I'm an acquaintance.
I saw a clip of his on YouTube. But somehow I was looking at comedy, and then it came on. I'm going to tell you something about
23 jokes.
And then sometimes 15.
Sometimes 15, whatever the set allows. He's very funny.
He made me laugh. He's
definitely a friend of mine. I feel like you said acquaintance. I just would definitely sort
wait,
of
you
like,
you guys are friends. He and I don't even know if we're acquaintances, to be honest. I know of him. I'm aware of him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys are acquaintances at best. He and I are very good friends at the least.
At least?
At least, oh, probably.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel like...
bring up Ron Funches really quick. Just mention. Just say Ron Funches.
Okay, hold on. So I got that. Do you know who knows Ron Funches?
Oh, one of my best friends.
Oh,
in the
you
world.
Know Ron Funches?
Absolutely, yeah. One
Ron
of my best friends.
Ron Funches.
Yeah, we've met a couple times, like three
yeah,
times.
Yeah.
I never cared for Ron.
We live in the city. Nobody does. Nobody does. Nobody likes him.
No, that's not true at all. People love Ron.
People love Ron. Oh. Everybody loves him.
People
I mean,
do.
Some people don't.
I mean, you know, like anybody, there's a group of people who don't care for him, and a lot of people.
Yeah. Some people like him, some people don't.
I would agree with that.
But
yeah.
With Ron Funches, I feel like everybody loves him.
Everybody loves him to yeah. a person.
If they get and to he, know him.
He never...
If they don't get to know him, very standoffish.
Thank you. It's sort of like a character I used to do called the overly agreeable guy. Like, yeah. But you do it even better because yours is very much, wait a second.
I do it better. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I would agree with that.
Well, I mean, I do it good, too.
Oh, you're amazing at it. Fantastic.
But you drive it home much
I
better.
I think if there were a competition, and not that anyone would rank the two of us, but if they had to, I would come out on top. But you'd be a very close second.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank me indeed.
All right, let me rip through this stuff. My Sometimes somebody, I don't know if I should address this. I'll do it on the opening. I want to get to today's show. Because I'm very excited about what Rob is going to do here in a second. I was going to try to explain. I say to George Carlin, everyone knows on the show, like that just means the truth. That way we can use swear to God in an absurd way. Because it's all in our DNA to say that. When you swear to God, yeah, people lie. But amongst friends, if I say I swear to God, I mean it. It's just something with it. So we got rid of that. So we can say, I swear to God, there was a free pussy sign at your mom's house. Do you swear to God, Blake? Yes. Something fun about that. Somebody said, I'll explain on the opening of the show. They think I might have made it more difficult to understand that. But here's what it is. When I say swear to God, that's for comedic reasons. Once in a while on Slip, I say it for serious. But whenever I say George Carlin, that's the only important thing. Sometimes I might say swear to God when I really do mean it. I forget. I use the old-fashioned way. But whenever I say to George Carlin, I will never break that. And if I do, I quickly fix it. I just might have confused things even more. But everything's all right. Nobody likes a dummy.
Don Rickles. I like a dumbbell. I hate a dumbbell.
Nobody likes a dumbbell. Do you like a dumbbell? Don Rickles says, what does he say?
I don't like a dumbbell. I hate a dumbbell.
I don't like a dumbbell either. Do you like a dumbbell?
I don't like a dumbbell, and I hate a knucklehead.
Nobody likes a knucklehead.
What's Don Rickles? What's he say?
I don't like a dumbbell. I hate a dumbbell.
Don Rickles hates a dumbbell. Do you like a dumbbell?
No, a dumbbell can only be enjoyed as a figure of disdain, and then you feel guilty for enjoying them that way. Mm.
Don Rickles says,
I don't like a dumbbell. I hate a dumbbell.
Don Rickles doesn't like a dumbbell. I love he calls the newscaster. Don't be a dumbbell. I don't like a dumbbell. Someone goes, I don't like a dumbbell either. I love a dumbbell. Okay, here we go. This is good stuff. And by the way, Jake came in and he really said some nice things about about your podcast, Goof City.
Oh,
and
wow! Thank you very much.
Yeah, he was going off on it. You said, "Do you want to use your microphone, or do you want to? How do you can talk real loud?"
Oh no, it was fantastic.
Thanks, man. I really appreciate that. We work Tom and Chase work really hard on it.
And Chase, you said
Chase Bernstein, Tom Sibley.
Bernstein. Hold on, I'm gonna break the rule. What were you saying to me about it? You said some things that really explained it well, I thought.
Yeah, I mean, if you listen to it, it's awesome. And you guys say that, like, the funny comes from the real vulnerability of
the three of us.
You guys pick stuff out of a hat, topics that you guys come up with, right?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, the show doesn't really – yes, correct. We put topics into a hat and listeners put topics in. Then if we draw a topic and take it wherever it goes, sometimes it lasts like 20 minutes. Sometimes if you listen, sometimes it lasts like four. And then we go wherever the show goes.
Don't be a dumbbell, Rob. The guy just explained it. Nope. What did Don Rickles say? You know what? Maybe I tried to like – So
thank you very much, Jake. That's really nice.
You're not a dumbbell.
It's really nice of you to say that about Goof City.
Jake, do you know Ron Funches?
I know Ron Funches.
Yeah, one of my best friends.
I never liked him.
He never remembers my name.
Yeah, no, he doesn't.
Is that true?
Terrible guy.
I've only met him like twice, so whenever I see someone that I've only met twice, I always start with my name, so it's easy.
What a wonderful person you are for that.
Yes.
That's a fantastic thing to do.
So Ron and I, he might be at that point, but if I saw him, I'd be like, dude, Rob Gleason, what's up, man? It's so good to see you, Ron.
Enough with Rob Funches. Does he ever talk about me?
Yes, he does.
He does?
Yes, he does.
Oh.
They're very close. I know that.
He's a sweet person.
He and Ron are almost as close as me and Alan Strickland Williams. Back to Alan. Back to the people I know.
An acquaintance of mine.
We'll talk about it next week. My sister-in-law, Merrill, said that I shouldn't. She goes, we loved your show, but she goes, you shouldn't talk about pod in your show. I go, Merrill, I do stand-up comedy. How do you explain to someone? She goes, I know you don't like criticism. Because on the podcast, I said, Marl, there's a fine line between not liking criticism. I go, if I didn't like criticism, you're right. I probably wouldn't have the ability to say it. But I hope I'm not deluding myself. She cuts hair. I said, my brother's a teacher. You take criticism, even people that take criticism. So let's give me the benefit of the doubt. If I can take criticism, you go to the people that you respect in comedy to get your criticism. When it comes to cutting hair, my brother's a teacher. I go, Spencer, you take criticism, but that doesn't mean any random person that tells you how to teach you listen to. You look at the teachers at your school, the ones you admire, the ones that get results, the ones that seem to be doing well. I say, so it's not I do comedy because I can talk about whatever I want, not because you come to my show and say you shouldn't talk about pot because you don't relate. She gets me so upset, but I love her so much. She's so fucking great. She, you know, when she enters a room, and that's why I put up with this, she's a great energy. Like, she'll go, the mashed potatoes look great. Gets everybody excited, you know. So there's Merrill. Okay, here we go. I want to do two things. I got this out of the way. Helium, you were great, and everyone's fun. Who sent me this letter? What's their name? It's such a nice email, and I just wanted to say I responded, but.
Shaman.
Shaman? It was a very heartwarming email. It was just very nice. It wasn't even that deep, but it was just, you know what you wrote, and you're very sweet. You and your friend, if you know what I mean. I want to do two things here. You ready, Rob?
Yes.
Okay.
Sure.
I want to do one thing first. Lynn, can you come to the microphone, please?
Yes.
And can you bring your guitar?
Yes.
This person, who are you emailing over there and texting? And
I was just, my mom just left me a voicemail.
Oh,
so I wanted
did.
To make sure she wasn't
sleeping.
Yeah.
We're going to get to it in like, do you have 5 minutes?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. 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 I just want to listen. I'm going to, is it okay if I listen to her? Make sure she's not asleep.
Yeah. Let's hear what she says.
You want to hear it?
Yeah. Let's hear it. Oh, wait. You can listen to it. All right. So I got this email and I thought it would be nice for Linda to read it. Maybe sing it. Maybe it's an email. To George Carlin, it's an email, but maybe it's a song.
Hey, Todd, my mom's a fan of older country music. So I played her that Johnny Cash tune you've been playing on the show. That old wheel. It just so happened she'd not heard it before and loved it. And listening to that song started a conversation between her and I. About how she loved outlaw music and how she saw Waylon Jennings in a club in Arizona before anyone knew who he was, and that led us to talking about how she used to go drag racing in an abandoned airstrip in San Diego. What? Yes, my mom was that chick who listened to outlaw country, wore black jeans and short hair. And she went to drag races in abandoned airstrips. I had absolutely no idea. Oh, no idea. I said after the conversation, so, you were pretty cool, huh? And she said, you bet your ass I was. She said, you bet your ass I was. You bet your ass I was.
All righty. Jake on tambourine, good job. All right, everybody settle back down. There's a lot of movement there for me to handle. I think I might really have more of a problem than I think I do. Because movement, it's like, I think I need to be in an institution with everything screwed down and just me sitting in a chair.
You are an institution.
Oh, it's the nicest thing anybody's ever said to me, I think.
I don't see any of these other people chiming in.
Nobody's saying anything. Okay, so you know what? The reason that I always say you should go, you know, like what I'm about to ask you to do, and it's because it reminds me, you know, like that's why. Not because I think, you know, it's like it reminds me that those are good things to do, and it inspires me. And so we did this with Jake. And his grandmother, grandmom, Jojo. Yeah. So you wrote a letter to your mom.
At your request for the show.
At my request, yes. Yeah. We're going to call your mom right now.
Yeah.
And you're going to read it to her.
Yeah.
Are you nervous at all?
I can't remember. I wrote it this morning, and I had a crazy day after that. So I don't really remember what it says. But I think it'll be fine. I think it'll be fine. I think it'll be underwhelming, most likely.
You know what? Let me tell you something. Most people, when it's hard to even pick up the phone and say, you did a good job, bye.
Yeah.
Anything that or different, anything is overwhelming.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. Should we call her?
Yes.
Do you want me to, how do you want to do this for the tech? Do you want me to just hold
the
speakerphone up to
the... Yeah, you can hold it up to the speakerphone.
Okay. She's a big fan of the show.
Shut up.
At the Tonight Show. She's a big fan. Oh. Yeah. She loves it.
Put it on speaker if you can.
Yeah, I just want to talk to her first. Oh. Hey, Mom.
Hello?
Yeah. Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Okay, so like we talked about, I'm going to read that letter to you that I wrote for the show.
Okay.
Okay. All right. What are you doing?
I'm eating pumpkin pie and drinking wine.
Oh, great. Outstanding. Perfect.
Wait, that's a country song right there.
That does sound like a country song. I love pumpkin pie too. Okay, ready?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Does she know that we asked you to do this?
So yeah, so to make it clear, the podcast, the Todd Glass Show, they do this segment where occasionally the comics they have on will write a letter to their mother. That's sweet and sincere, and so that's what I did. Okay, you ready? It's not, yeah, it's not anything you don't already know.
I don't need to worry about...
No. You don't need to worry about anything.
Okay. Okay, I wouldn't worry.
Okay.
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 Dear Mom.
Hey, that... No, I write the letter. That is how it starts, though. No, that was funny. We don't write it together. What if we did? Okay, here we go. Dear Mom, if I called you every 10 minutes and told you how much I loved you and how grateful I am to have you as my mother, if I called you every 10 minutes and told you that, it still wouldn't be enough. You're important to me, not because of how you listen or how you laugh or how you give advice, but because there's been no bigger influence in my life than you. If I could hand you the world on a string, it wouldn't begin to repay you for the lessons you've taught me. You showed me how to love those around you. You showed me how to treat people. You showed me how to stand up for myself. You showed me how to love others as if they were family. You showed me what patience looked like. You showed me that what matters in life is not what you do, but how you do it. In return, any success that I have as a comic, as an actor, as a brother, as a son, as a boyfriend, as a husband, and someday as a father, is because of the values that you instilled in me. And any failure that I endure is because I didn't more closely heed your advice.
Whoa.
I know my love and gratitude is not always apparent. I know I get impatient. For example, when I have to show you how to attach a photo to an email. But please know that even when you can't see it, there's no force in my heart greater than the love I have for you. The truth is, there's no way a son can repay his mother for the lessons she's taught him. But if I had to start somewhere, if I had to find a way to truly express my gratitude, I would call you in 10 minutes and read you this letter again.
That was really sweet, honey. That just made my day and my month and my year and my life. And
okay.
That was so sweet.
Well, thank you. Thank you for letting me call you and do it on the show. I hope you have a good night, and I'll talk to you later this week.
Okay. You're a great son and person, and I'm very, 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 very proud of you.
Thanks, Mom. I love you.
Okay. Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, how sweet is that? Huh? How sweet is that? And I love, by the way, why am I coming in post? Because, I'll tell you, first, I love that his mom was having a glass of wine and some pumpkin pie, because we were in the studio drinking hot chocolate with whipped cream. You can't have any more warmth than that. And then Rob reads that letter. It was everything I wanted it to be. And I want to thank the Signs of Happiness that inspired me to do this. Oh my God, I sound so serious. Why am I whispering? You know why I'm whispering? And because it was such a gentle, nice letter. I don't want to come in like really loud. So here's what we did. So you heard a little while ago when Lynn did the Emailers song on the guitar. And then we're going to do another one right now. But he went into the studio and did them both later in post. So that's, I don't know if you noticed from the guitar one, maybe you didn't. But that's why I'm coming in, because we're like, it was hard to edit it in. So I wanted to come in and say it. So there we go. So here you go. Lynn, take it away. You know what we should call this song? A glass of wine and a piece of pumpkin pie.
Because of how
But because there's no bigger influence in my life than you, if I could hand you the world on a screen, it wouldn't begin to repay you for the lessons you've taught me. You showed me how to love those around you. You showed me how to treat people and stand up for myself. You showed me how to love others as if they were my family. You showed me what patience looks like. You showed me what matters in life is not what you do, but how you do it. And in return, that I have as a comic, as an actor, as a brother, as a son, as a boyfriend, as a husband someday, as a father, is because of the values you instilled in me. And any failure I endure is because I didn't more closely heed your advice. I know my love and gratitude for you is not always apparent, but please know that even though you can't see it, there's no force in my heart greater than the love I have for you. The truth is there's no way a son can repay his mother for the lesson she's taught him. But if I had to start somewhere, if I had to find a way to truly express my gratitude, I would call you in 10 minutes and read you this letter again. Love, your son, Rob. The Todd Glass Show is going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Lynn took us to, well, I guess you just heard. Lynn said something interesting because I went over to Lynn when we took the break. And, you know, 95% of the time when we do this show, I am able to, with all the chaos in here, I'm able to feel super, super comfortable. So it does happen. But, you know, and I also talked to Jake about it when we were on break. It's like, I think what happens is when it's a few things together, you know, like the headset falls off and then the tambourine falls apart and then I told Lynn, I go, God, it's like, I don't want to say worse than I thought, but maybe it is worse than I thought. But Lynn said, you should try doing the show one time. Sort of half makes sense. With one of those blindfolds on you would wear on a plane. And just like, what would it? No, because you know what? Then I'd be worrying about what was going on. I would hear things. Oh, my hearing would get ultra sensitive. You know, I'd be like, Todd, just what happened? I don't know. We called your house. They dropped a cotton ball, and you heard it from a mile away. So that was my attempt at a joke. That's like a normal person joke I just made. I'm gonna take my own life. Sometimes I get so upset with myself. The good comedy I do doesn't make up for what just happened. I feel like I should don't tell me what I should and I shouldn't do, guys. I just get so upset with myself sometimes. I mean, I just feel like it's not excusable the way I make people feel. What I did to you guys in the studio. Don't you move. Don't you move. Don't you move. How's anyone supposed to come in here and do a show? I just hate myself sometimes, and I'm not doing what Jake does. Don't just, I'm so upset with myself.
Well, do you talk to your therapist? You could talk. You come to us every week, and you know it is the same problem.
Every time you two give me advice, now look, I never went to a therapist comedy team before, but every time you guys give me advice, I can't hear what you're saying, and you talk over each other. Just what are you saying I need to do? I want to, like, look, it's not a big deal. I have a trouble with movement around me, but I want to, if I could work on it, maybe there's some yoga or breathing exercises I could do, but one at a time here, what should I do?
Honestly, solutions that you could take.
Yes, we're appearing this weekend at the comedy therapist. Store, but
we do comedy. But that is not what we are here for.
It's a physical exercise.
To talk comedy. Right now is the time we spend for you. And what is wrong with you?
Some yoga, but that's not going to solve the entire issue.
What they say about...
All right,
is here.
I love you, and I love you. Just seamless, right in. And by the way, I did not know to George Carlin that was a siren that was on the computer. I thought it was outside, even though we had talked about it before the show. I thought, oh well, coincidentally, get something. Why was that coming through the house? Because it sounded, like it was outside. That was great. Oh my god, a tag team therapist. I don't know what to do first. You know what? Let's do your intro.
Okay.
We have a few intros for you. What?
Christmas in July.
Christmas.
Actually, it's December. Christmas in. It's literally the right month.
And it would have been so easy to say Hanukkah, and I'm a little hurt.
It would have been. Because it is literally Hanukkah. By the way, happy Hanukkah.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Did something, how about you? You want to write a letter to your mom for next time?
Sure,
or your dad?
I will. My mom knows how I feel. You know what I mean? I don't need to.
Your dad.
You're an open book. I feel like you're an open book.
I'm the whole open book.
Do you get that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is a lot of love pouring out of Ian Carmel that you can feel the energy and the heat.
Oh, that's so nice. Yeah. I especially when I'm here, it's so easy. It's so easy to be open with love. It's a very accepting environment. So
that's nice to hear. It's easy for someone here.
It's not everywhere.
I like you two so much. What did you just say?
He said it's easy to be warm and loving in this environment, and I was like, well, at least it's easy for someone.
Yeah, someone that's not getting yelled at. Yeah.
What you're about to say, I like you two so much.
Well, I like you two so much that I don't want to be like see you guys every day because then I'm afraid, although me and Lynn have known each other for a long time and still both get excited. When I'm going to see Lynn and Teresa, like I still get giddy. Like I know we're going to have a good time. So, you know, maybe it wouldn't. But I was going to say, it's like I don't want to start hanging out with you guys every day because then it won't be like so exciting. But right now, the two of you together, it's like fucking fun city.
It's fun.
It is fun city.
It is fun city. It's fun to be back on the show. When you texted me, we were talking to Ian and I were talking about this. When you were like, hey, I was wondering if you'd come to the show again this week. I was going to say yes, but I was like, oh, I hope it's with.
We were both secretly wishing that Ben was on. I was like, I'll come by myself.
Of course,
it'll be awful. But then Rob was here. Once I found out Rob was here, I've been grinning since then.
I've been really excited for today since all week. It's been great.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Neil Nana from a Dan Atlanta, man, a Dan Atlanta, Nana, Dana, Dana, Nana, Neil Dan Atlanta, Nana. Neil Dan Atlanta.
What a special surprise. So you bite into a cupcake, you bite in the middle,
comes
Neil. $100 bill.
And Neil.
And Neil's holding. He's
like if you were...
He's holding it right there. Yeah.
If you were eating a cupcake and then you bit into it and then Neil's in the cupcake with a $100 bill?
$100 bill. And here's the other thing. Neil didn't eat any of it. It's still your cupcake. He brought his own. It's a small
one. He took a bite out of the $100 bill.
He did.
But it's not more than half.
No, just a little bit of paper.
You can
still use it. I mean, don't take it to a liquor store. They're going to look at you askance. Right. When you bring it to a bank, they give you
a new one.
It's
not a problem for them.
No.
They know they're... You know, my father works. He works with a lot of offshore banks.
Absolutely.
Oh,
yeah. Ask me what he does.
Yeah. He's probably.
He works with a lot of like offshore banks.
He's like a financial expert.
Financial expert.
He's a janitor in the Cayman Islands.
Is that a joke? My brother just got back from Iraq. Where is it? Iraq.
Iraq.
Yeah. Is this an old joke? My brother just got back from Iraq. And then you go, he stayed. He said it to Rich Carlton. There was really nice.
That's
that goes back
I got to go. My ride's here. Okay. Not so much with me. I'm going to leave that to you.
That's good.
Oh, I do it. Nobody laughs. But when you do it, everybody laughs. You ready? So let's do it again. Yeah. Because for some reason you go, okay, do it. My grandfather has two wooden legs. There was a fire at the house, and he burnt to the ground. My ride's here.
Oh, would somebody call me a cab?
Oh, now you do it.
Now me do it?
Yeah, and then everyone laughs.
So I'd say a bad joke.
Yeah, and then but everyone likes when you do it. Like,
okay.
When
I just, No. Yeah, I'll do it.
I feel like no one liked. Did I do it wrong?
No, I'll show you.
My ride's here. Go ahead.
So anyways, there I was at the bar, posted up, talking to some hoonanny, you know? And next... Oh! Sorry, my ride's out front.
What do you do different?
What
do you do different?
Try it again. Oh, I don't know.
Now, I feel like you guys are just...
Oh, God.
Right, let me try. Now I feel like I'm being... Oh. Okay, being punked or something. Okay. So, hey, folks, anyway, hey, don't forget to tip your wait staff. And one more thing. Gotta go. My ride's here.
Hey, I'm gonna take off. My ride's here.
Oh, there's no way.
I can't help it. Oh, you guys are a great audience.
Oh, God.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to do your intro.
Okay.
All right, so there's two. Let's do this one first. Here we go. Tell me if this sounds familiar.
Ian Carvel. Wait, wasn't he just on Seriously? Was that just last week? But it's great. All the bits too late to waste. Talking about the taste of January. He's back again on this week's Time Last Show. And stop the press. It's been also him and him too, Rob Leeson. We're glad to have him back, but don't forget.
Hold on, click it.
So he did that adventure last week. Let's listen to that Time Last Show again.
Neil's here too.
It'll be great for you and for don't you rush. Take the time to give your trust. Comedy's a must, jump right in. And listen to that podcast show again.
Take it away, guys. And Ian, Rob Gleason, and Ian Carmel. Our musical director, Lynn Shore, on drums, Gabe.
That horse you were talking about. You were telling me about that.
Oh, yeah, the one I've been dating.
Yeah.
Guys.
Todd's old roommate.
Todd's old roommate. Yeah. Talk of the
Carl, car. Carl's old roommate. Yeah.
Out.
My ride's here.
Rob the Jolly Good Fellow.
around the darling of family,
which nobody can deny.
Hey,
which nobody can deny.
Guys really
Rob
like
Easton. We're glad to have him back, but don't forget that commercial he did that I mentioned last week.
Now wait a second, hold on, guys. I gotta stop you. And I'm being this is when I'm glad I have a safe word. Swear to God, his was really that much. I mean, you guys really.
I don't mean to be.
I got to ask Ian. You're a friend, and I trust you.
Yeah.
Is his, and I know you wouldn't want to hurt. Hey, we all have our strong points and our weak points, and it doesn't mean you don't love me.
Right.
Is it that much better?
Is what?
When he does it?
Oh, when he does it? When my ride is here?
Yeah.
Is
his better than mine?
You did one. Oh, you. I didn't. I haven't heard yours, so I don't.
My ride's here. No. There's no way.
I just got a funny text message.
Oh God, that's like,
Todd, you're great, but you wouldn't ask Will Chamberlain to bake a cake, you know?
Sounds like my ride's here.
Rob's the funniest guy in the world.
He's the funniest guy in the world.
The funniest guy in the world.
The funniest guy.
Oh, Rob's the funniest guy in the world.
The funniest guy in the world.
All right, I have to just be okay with it then.
Can we try something? Can we try something really quick?
Yeah. Well, I'm not.
I don't want you to feel bad. I've been.
No, I'm amazed. I do see what you do different.
That's why
I'm not getting upset.
And that's why you shouldn't feel bad. I do it differently.
You do it. There's a twang in your voice.
Yeah, and it's just presence.
Well, let me try it. Let me see if.
Oh, they're not. Can I tell you something right now? And I don't want to get your feelings hurt.
Okay.
They're not going to like you.
I don't know. Why do you think? I mean, I think
because
they, I
there's not. I'm not that. I'm telling you, he has something. There might.
I do it. I mean, the way I do it. It's like,
look, I think you're great, and I could never be you.
Thank you.
I could never be you.
Look, I could never be you.
Exactly. That's why we're so wonderful together. We're like peanut butter and tinfoil. You know, they're two very different things, but they're both great.
And one. Okay, go ahead.
He's going to try it.
I just want to try it. Let me just try it. Let's just see. my ride's here.
It's way funnier than Todd's version.
Ian Carvel. Wait, wasn't he just on a serious?
Alright, listen. By the way, that bit, that takes a lot of energy out of you.
Yeah.
I did a different intro for you. Maybe, Lynn, can I play one more? Is it too much?
No.
Okay, Lynn, can we do something maybe a little, you know, this here? You want to start it over?
Oh, Ian and Rob. Ian and Rob are on the show tonight. They're here tonight upon the Todd Glass Show. Oh,
not funny, who cares?
My ride's here. My ride's here.
All right. Okay.
My ride's here.
Oof.
Oof. My ride's here. Just keep playing it. I'm going to get it right. My ride's here. Oh, my ride's here. My ride's here. My ride's here. My ride's here. All right.
Let me tell you.
Play
guys.
It again, the siren. Hold on. I'm sorry. All right. My ride's here. 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 My ride's here.
My ride's here. My ride's here.
My
ride's here.
All right.
This is like open mic night.
Rob.
Oh, honey, I thought it was.
Hey, Rob, I don't know about you, but you know what I wish?
What do you wish?
I wish my ride was here.
The whole time this is going on, picture me frowning and, like, looking mad at everybody for having fun. I'm just hating it.
Thank you so much.
Well, honey, I guess it's not open mic night. You see, some of the comedians are funny and some were new, but he was good.
I don't know. What do you think of Salisbury steak? Hey. Oh, by the way, there's a commercial. This is true. There's a commercial, and it's for Sears, and they're pulling into a parking lot, and it says, they go, let's park here. I swear to God, to George Carlin, this is true. Let's park here. She goes, the movie theater is on the other side of the mall. And one girl goes, yeah, but there's always plenty of parking at Sears. Now, when they get into Sears, they realize how hip everything is and that there's a lot of great clothes. But it's still acknowledging there's plenty of parking at Sears because it's Sears.
A lot of stigma.
Do they get that in the ad, you think? And they went, fuck it, we get the joke. Or do you think it was missed?
I think they're trying to make fun of themselves.
I think so. I hope so.
I hope, yeah.
Oh, then I like it.
The problem here at Sears is everyone still thinks we sell plows and snowshoes.
Oh, that's not true, is it?
No, that's the problem.
Wow!
Out in the world there, they don't think that Sears Roebuck is a modern-day company. We need to change that perception right away.
Well, we need an ad with two ladies in a car pulling to the parking lot.
Now, wait a minute. Two ladies driving? You mean to tell me two ladies behind the wheel of an automobile?
That's right. Not voting, but driving.
Sounds like an ad for insurance.
No. See, you're getting there, but one thing we can ensure is when you get to Sears, it's going to be the hippest brands that you can find. That's right. Craftsman Tools and Kardashian brand clothing.
That's right. All the latest and celebrity...
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Oh, you didn't at all. Go ahead.
Are you jealous of my phone voice?
Yes.
Who wouldn't be?
Plain and simple. If I could get a device that would make my voice sound like that, I might check at Sears Roebuck.
Hey, you know what? I never thought about Sears selling plows, and that could have been one of the reasons that it was hard to get you to buy anything else there. They might want to get rid of the hardware part of the place, right?
They do have a big hardware section, yeah.
Yeah, they do. And I thought it could have been what makes them special. But if Macy's sold lawnmowers, they probably wouldn't.
Nobody's going to buy a snow tire and a blouse at the same store and feel good about it.
Unless,
either one.
Unless you're Lynn's mom.
I don't know. Now, see, you can be funny, too. That's funny.
Oh, maybe it's just... For Todd's a jolly good fellow.
It wasn't like a Gleason.
I got to get organized here. I don't know why that this song, what do we do? There's something funny about
it. Hey, is there a store where I can get a tire iron and a tankini? I just want to go to one place.
I got the store for you. Sears Roebuck. That's right, the store next to the empty parking lot. Mosey your way in and open up a line of credit with Sears Roebuck. Not only can you leave with a tankini and a tire iron, but also a brand of socks so warm and comfortable that your foot will beg to be chopped off your body so it can start a life of its own, start a family, and raise children in a good Christian manner.
What I hate to do, what's a tankini, even though I fucking love the way it sounds?
Tankini is like it's right here.
Oh, it's a half shirt.
It's a half shirt. Yeah, with bikinis.
And girls wear them, right?
Yeah, usually in maybe like a swimsuit. It'll be like a bikini top swimsuit, but it hangs down.
A man can wear them if he has rollerblades on.
Sure could.
I don't. I never wore the half shirt. Luckily, you know, I didn't. That was never popular when I would have been. Well, it probably was. I just never wore one.
You know what? I'm a little strapped for time, and I need to pick up. Oh God, I need a new dishwasher and some ice skates. I just don't have that much time. I don't know if I can go around town. I need a dishwasher and some ice skates.
Oh, can I catch a ride with you? I need some jumper cables and a bag of cotton candy.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, that's the one I was going to do. Well, I wasn't going to do it exactly, but I was thinking of their candy place they have. I was going to go, ah, fuck, guys. I need to get some light bulbs and caramel fuck.
Those gummy sharks?
Gummy sharks. I need to get, hold on, let me think of something, hold on. Oh, guys.
What do you need?
I need to get a propane torch and some caramel chews. It's the caramel, I can't say caramel. Carmel. Ian Carmel. Where'd he move from? I'm not even sure.
Kansas City?
Moved from Kansas City?
Moved from Portland to LA.
That's not right.
No, that's not right. He moved from... Oh, I feel bad. Now Joe, the guy who makes this song, is feeling bad because you moved from where?
I moved from East St. Louis.
From where? And then you, well, make his job hard.
Oh.
The truth is you moved a few places.
I moved from East St. Louis.
So it's the truth is
you didn't come straight to L.A.
No, I spent some time in Anchorage.
So hold on. Joe, start taking notes. So the truth is. Hold on. No, that's the old way.
Moved from East St. Louis to Anchorage, and then he spent some time wandering around Western Canada. Then he found himself running a barber shop in Pierre, whichever Dakota that is.
And then he has to make this a song.
Yeah. Though.
So that's your new song to make, Joe.
Yeah.
Now, I don't mean
to
give you orders. I don't mean to give you orders to, you know. To
then there was that time I existed as nothing but a ray of pure white light, and then I existed everywhere and nowhere at the same time simultaneously.
Right. If you can work that in.
If you can
explain. Did you guys
that.
Know this?
The Todd Glass Show. Voted number one by the Podcasters Association of America.
No big deal. I want to play this. Oh, I feel so much better. I feel great.
Can I ask you something?
Yes.
Is that true?
What?
That you were voted number one by the podcast?
No.
Oh, but it sounds,
official.
Sounds real official.
Voted number one by the Podcasters Association of America.
In that voice, you could say anything and I'd believe it. You know what I mean? You could be like... Armadillos are something made up by the same guy who wrote Narnia.
Yeah, it sounds right.
Yeah,
Ian Carmel, the funniest motherfucker on this side of La Cienega between Airdrum and where Carmona meets Fair Ridge. Somebody's headphones fell off.
It's okay. Will you play?
Somebody's earpiece just fell off. Their headphones. And now I don't know what to do because I want new headphones and it's on the floor and nobody knows where it's at. And I watched it all happen. And the worst part is watching some innocent bystander have to put it back by himself while I yell at him and look at Neil Nana, Dana Nana from Atlanta.
Is it true there was a kid in your fourth grade class that had that deep of a voice?
Well, look who it is. Neil Dana Nana from Atlanta.
Can I do something with that microphone? That
my man. Lynn,
that voice, I want to make hostage demands in that voice so bad.
Will you play that Podcaster Association thing one more time while they transition?
The Todd Glass Show. Voted number one by the Podcasters Association of America.
Yeah, those guys are fucking idiots. Hey, thanks for having me. Hey, are we on air?
Rob Gleason. You've seen him in that ad with Will Arnett.
All right, this is a little bit dark, but I just this voice. Oh, okay. It's perfect for making like demands of like a hostage situation, right? You know what I mean? Like,
if you ever want to see your daughter again, you're gonna eat that entire birthday cake.
All of it. It's a sheet cake.
You eat the entire birthday cake, including the candle.
But I'm alone.
I don't care. You start eating that cake if it takes you all day. I want that cake gone.
Okay. I'm working on it.
What does it taste like?
It's an ice cream cake.
What kind of ice cream is it?
Chocolate chip. Chocolate chip.
Chocolate chip ice cream.
I gotta stop, but I want you to keep going. I need to understand. So what's happening? You're calling this... Hold on. You can leave that over there. I'll just yell.
I just want to see my daughter.
You're calling the house?
Yeah.
And your daughter, you have the daughter. And how'd they get the cake to the house?
I've got a webcam set up.
Oh, and you dropped
They've
the
got a webcam set up. Yeah.
And you want to see... Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Okay, I want you to open Skype.
But I feel like... Who is this?
Open up Skype and dial up Los Gatos.
It's a desktop.
Locos
it's already
13.
Open. It's
okay,
there.
Fine. Los Gatos Locos 13.
That's your username?
I set it up in middle school, okay?
You're going to have to spell that. I'm under duress.
L-O-S-G as in Greg. A-T-O-S.
A-T-O-S.
L as in Liam. O. C as in Carol. O. S. And then the number one.
And then the number one.
And then the number three.
And then the number three. Okay.
You should.
I just added you.
Okay, I'm wearing a ski mask.
I see the picture.
Yeah, that's me.
Okay.
Hit the fucking tape.
It's my dog. Hold on, let me turn
the... Light the candle first.
Did I have to?
Sing yourself happy birthday.
Will I see my daughter?
Yeah, you'll see her if you eat that goddamn cake. I swear to God, if you even leave one ounce of frosting on that tray, I'm going to flip out.
It's such a big cake.
It's a huge cake. That cake is leftovers for days for any normal person. But for you, that's one meal.
Happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday.
I love you so much, Jessica.
Oh my God, are you 30 again?
Shut up. All right, guys, guess what? For the first time.
Official.
Hold on. My head is going to explode. Like, I literally need to stop and take some aspirin. Because I want to enjoy the rest of this show. And from the other bit, from this one, my head literally feels like it's going to explode. So I'm going to get a drink of water, and let's do this. I want to go to commercial. Since we have Lynn here, I'd like to take advantage of that. Why don't we go commercial Little Elvis? Then we're going to take a break. I'm going to take some aspirin, get some water, and then we're going to come back. Okay. Yeah. First of all, the sense of humor. Oh, you're 30 again? Ha, 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 ha. Shut up. That made you sicker than the sickest person in the world. Oh, my God. The only reason I feel all right now is I know I'm about to get some aspirin. Otherwise, I think, God, when do I take some aspirin? But my head literally is going to explode. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a – now I know how –
Oh, sounds like my ride's here.
Oh, this is for Raw because he's so funny. I'm caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby.
The Todd Glass Show.
Yeah, Ian and Rob.
Good job. Wailing it out. You know what I realized the other day is that this, you guys are a part of something very special, Rob and Ian. We're sitting here. What are we drinking?
Hot cocoa.
Hot chocolate. Yeah.
With whipped cream and Baileys, and you have what?
I got a touch of Malibu in there, but I got a touch of Malibu in everything.
Ah, that was so great.
I feel like we're the beginning of celebrating Christmas.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Your diecast being sung by a choir and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe.
Me and you.
Tiny tots. We know it. I think we know it, don't we? Can we do it without Lynn? From
92. Although it's been said many times, many ways.
Let's
happy holidays to you.
Merry Christmas to you.
Bringing in the Christmas. With Neil Hananananananananana from Atlanta and Rob and Ian. It's a glorious day here, and the Lord has blessed us all with each other as we get together each week and get silly with our guest.
Yes.
And the Lord has given me a present this year early.
Yes.
I say, you know, what would you like, he says. I go, I want people that are fun to hang out with and I want to bring into the holiday season. And the Lord has blessed you too in my graces.
Tell the Lord.
I mean, tell the Lord.
Oh, you literally tell the Lord.
Tell the Lord.
Well, I mean, there's things I'm thankful for, too.
Rob?
Tell the Lord.
Not that it matters. Nah. Are you Jewish or?
Christian.
Christian. Really?
I mean,
nobody's perfect.
Fucking piece of shit.
So I'll be wearing a sweater tomorrow if anybody wants to come see me. I'm
very
just
nice.
Sitting around wearing a sweater.
The Todd Glass Show. Voted number one by the Podcasters Association of America.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
That's
funny. You can just get those made.
Apparently.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyways,
first of all, this is what I love to do, and I get to do it. I love when I love a nuance of a bit, and that's what I like to do. I stop now and talk about it. You write me off completely. Oh, when you heard the jingle, like there's no way he got that. Which is that character is so like, oh, it's geez, silly Todd with his jingles. But seriously, maybe I shouldn't. Do it, I think.
The Todd Glass Show. Voted number one by the Podcasters Association of America.
I think it's good that he can make fun of it.
It's nice.
You know, that's like refreshing.
Listen, I don't
David
know.
I'm Jewish.
Who is that? Caller, go ahead.
It's David Feldman.
All right.
I'm
that's
Jewish.
Not. Hang, take another call. Take line three. Go ahead, caller.
It's David Feldman. I'm Jewish.
All right. Nobody cares. Seriously, and I'm not kidding around. Thank God. I'm not. I have a word to say to you. I swear to fucking God, and I don't get mad on this show that often. Hang up on that call and answer that blinking red light right there.
It's David Feldman.
Hello. You're on
Jewish.
The air.
How many phones does he have?
He keeps calling in. hey, you know, David Feldman still has a landline. It's embarrassing. No, the truth to that is, so it's in context, I used to like when I called David Feldman's house because he was a kid, and there's just something it's just very warming when you hear somebody in the background. Dad!
Yeah.
Dad! And you're like, oh, it's a dad, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, that's all. My head thing fell off, and fuck the goddamn pieces of shit and the motherfuckers, and I'm going to put it back on the air. This is a frustration.
We're glad to have him back, but don't forget...
You should.
That commercial he did that I mentioned
he doesn't
last
like
week.
It. Seriously, it's insulting. He's done a lot more than that commercial. And I think Joe is as much as I think he does a lot of good work. It's disrespectful. He should have more of your credits in the song.
I mean, Ian's lived in more than just Portland.
Yeah,
I know. Well, I think Joe, and you know, I start these shows out. I would not want to do the show if it wasn't for Joe. But Joe, I think, and I know you're moving houses, and I get it. Wah wah. I think you owe Rob that same exact song, but with a lot of credits in there. And I think you owe Ian a song. And you can we will email you the path how you got here.
Yep.
It wasn't from Portland. That's the famous story that you moved from Portland to.
Yeah.
You know, he just moved here from Portland.
Portland, Shaw. I'll tell you, you know, that Ian is very funny.
Just moved here from... Ah, shit.
Is this interesting? Is there anything you can do with this? Hello?
Sorry.
Okay. So, what were we just saying?
It's not that simple.
Oh, yeah. His song should be The True Journey. Where he started, where you stopped off for 2 days, where you stopped off for a month, one place you lived in a year.
Mm-hmm.
I think the listeners, by next week, you're going to get a song. And by the way, Joe, we'll talk about this off the air. If I have to make good for this, I really want this to happen.
No, this is the Joe. I was doing my last show in Portland, Oregon, I did live.
He went to see you at a show?
He came to see you. You hit me up. You're like, can you please get this guy some tickets?
You have a great memory.
I got him tickets to that show, and now he's delivering this song where it's like, he went from Portland to L.A. Yeah, that's partially true. That's like saying a human is a fingernail.
Right. You're scratching the surface.
Yes. Thank you.
East St. Louis.
East
Anchorage.
Pierre,
yeah. In one of the Dakotas.
Do you know what I just realized? And I think I might have stumbled upon something here. What are you, a mechanic? YouTube, by the way.
Will you remember when he said my ride's here? Because sometimes it gets
all
me.
Right. That's.
There's times when I'm just sitting there thinking about the weight of the world.
Yeah, it just pops in your head. And that's a gift for me as a comedian.
I appreciate that. Yeah. Thank you.
What were you going to say, Todd?
What was it?
Stupid. Son of a bitch. Son of a motherfucker. This is what happens. By the way, listener, when you know this happens, it's the only way I don't have to make an edit. My head fell off again. Boom. You can't imagine how maddening it is when you're having this much fun. It's like you have to stop and think. And for you people at home, I want you to understand, when the headphone foam falls off, you have to sit and very slowly put it back on, and it sucks. Because it's not fun, like doing the show. Hello? Oh my goodness, I swear to God, it fell off again. Should I stop? I don't know what music you're playing in the background, but I can hear from the distance you're playing shit. So whatever it is,
this is.
All right, we're gonna have to take a break. Take a deep breath.
You said you just stumbled onto something.
Oh, I did. Your comedy stylings between the two of you. Now hold on, let's just wait.
Okay,
I can get it on.
Okay, get
Talk
it on
to the crowd. Tell them some of your.
While you're getting it on, a lot of people just listen to this. They don't watch it because you can't. But Lynn looks like if Kevin Spacey. Like, right now, he looks like Kevin Spacey.
He does, the way he's sitting.
Yeah, right? And that's a compliment. I think Kevin Spacey's a beautiful man. I think Lynn is a beautiful man.
Kevin Spacey's the man.
He is the man.
He is kind of the man.
And right now, Lynn is looking, he's giving off kind of a Kevin Spacey.
Calm, at ease, where he knows where he is, doesn't have a problem with it.
He is. He's playing chess. We don't even know what check is.
He got it. Todd got it.
That is the worst. I hope the listeners understand. You know, when you're having fresh air, and the mildest task can seem, because all I think of is, like, you know what I turn into? I'm like a little kid, and there's a bowl of candy over there. But first, I have to do a simple thing before I get to it, and I just want to go, I want the candy. I don't want to put a headphone back on.
Look, you're trying to talk about opportunity cost, and we all know about the Chicago School of Economics. You don't need
sure,
to dumb
it's
it
what
down
you
for
forego
us.
So you can do something else.
Absolutely.
Like, for example, the opportunity cost of me doing this podcast is not being able to do something else at this exact moment
something
that would be
else.
Better for
I
my
get it. Hypothetically, you could be at the mall staring at a sweater.
I get your purpose. I get your comedy. Now,
get back to that.
By the way, I think what I'm saying, if it's either, you know, it's either fresh air talk or I'm seeing a clarity of something. When you two, maybe I shouldn't point it out, but it's good. Like when you're two, like when we do bits on the show, you're not insulting him or he's not insulting you. All your bits are evolved of just amplifying the other person. Sure. Like, it's always like you agree or he makes you feel better and you make him feel better.
Well, yeah, that's, yeah.
I mean, but they're great bits. That's what,
well, like, yeah, that's like a basic rule of bits.
We could do that with anything. I don't think it's going to hurt it now that you pointed it out.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. So I do the same thing.
What? No. Well, I don't know that. I don't know that you. We
do it.
We do it. I don't know that you do it.
No.
Yeah.
No,
I don't.
No,
I mean.
No.
Hey, my ride's here.
Now that's funny.
Oh, that was funny. A horn sound? You guys would fucking laugh if Lynn sang the Hokey Pokey.
Gabe, timing really is everything.
Horns. Oh, come on. You're laughing at the Hokey Pokey.
He's playing on the horn. That's what it's all about. There's so much fun.
Oh, it's so simple and fun. What's he gonna say next?
That's what it's all about. It's so much fun!
Come in, you put your right arm out. You put your right arm in, and you hang it all about. You do the Hokey Pokey, and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about.
All right, come on. It's not a bit. It's like, my ride's here. Well, my ride is here. What the fuck? How am I saying it wrong? What am I doing wrong?
My ride's here.
Shut up! Are you guys serious?
Yeah.
Oh, is this a bit? Is this a bit?
It's not a bit.
This has to be a bit.
It can't be his ride.
Nah, there's no way the whole room breaks off into that. Why did you fucking break out and sing a Neil Diamond song, you pieces of shit?
Oh, God.
It just doesn't make sense.
Why don't you guys bust out and do a goddamn... What the fuck is this? What the fuck is that right there? What the fuck is that? Play that. I'm not shitting around. Play that. Oh, it's the time show, and people are I'm sorry, I thought it was something else. I didn't like the energy in the room there. I was yelling in a bit. You ever have that happen? You're doing a bit where sometimes yelling, it's fucking hilarious. Other times,
you realize it's too much. You gotta, and you don't know how to get out of it.
You know what? It's meaner. The energy's meaner, not the intent, than it is funny, I think. That's what happens.
Yeah,
if
that's
it's so over the top and mean, like Eddie Pepitone could do a bit that was so mean to me, I would be dying, but not that one. I give that bit, and I'm very hard on myself, and I hope you understand. That bit right there, I give it an A-.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. I mean,
Franklin Rose, you're a store-bought woman, but you keep me going like a guitar strumming. Play it now, my darling. Franklin Rose will make me smile.
You make me feel like a good par humming. Hang on a minute. Play now. Play now. You make me feel like a Georgia woman.
Like a guitar,
play it now, my darling. what I want to call the show. And somebody told me, you know when you say, if I'm laughing and having fun, so is somebody else?
Yes.
So, he goes, I am.
That's great.
The guy Mike in Philadelphia. I go, that goes a lot further than you believe.
That's wonderful.
You can turn the reverb off.
Should we leave this empty auditorium?
Yeah, that's the three of us sitting around an empty auditorium. You know, I always go, you know what, when I was going to go to the mall, they go, no, park over there. They go, no, Todd Glass is at the Improv. There's never anybody in the parking lot. And that's not true anymore. But those were the old days when I used to fly. I remember I used to not be able to fly. I try to make it look I'm flying to all my jobs now. I'm just kidding, by the way. No, I still walk. Play it now. Play. Hey, listen to this song and tell me if it sounds nice. It's so silly, and I know it's a song. Like, I don't want to make fun of it for the wrong reason. It's an old-timey song. I get it. But just the concept of it says that even comedically, times... go ahead, play this song. Maybe I'm overthinking it.
Oh, Miss Effie was her name. Through the West she won her fame, being handy with a gun. But she drove the men insane, cause she whip out her pistol and shoot most any guy and sing out this alibi. I didn't know the gun was loaded. And I'm so sorry.
That's to George Carlin in there, but we're going to add some later. Right, she didn't know the gun was loaded.
Oh yeah,
you forgive, right?
Of course you do.
Yeah, but I one time maybe. How about a half of these guys on the horns and Lynn on the drums? Musical director Lynn Shore on the drums, and wailing the trombone in your face is Gabe. Hold on, I said it too late. You'll wail after she's done. No, you're going to forgive her?
No.
Well, she didn't. But she said that last time.
Oh, okay.
Well, you think she said that last time?
It's an easy mistake to make.
Yeah, you know what? I'm so glad you two are here. People make the same mistake twice.
Yeah.
But this is it, right?
Well, yeah. I don't think so.
Okay.
What, you get two parking tickets, they throw you in jail forever? No.
No.
On the violin, Lynn. Playing the violin, an instrument we've never seen him play.
Made a slip, shot the sheriff in the hip. Then the law, it took a hand and made Effie take a stand.
She shot the sheriff in the hip. Nah, she's going to get arrested probably.
Turn me loose when you hear my one excuse. I didn't know the gun was loaded.
In all fairness.
That makes sense.
Honestly, it makes sense. Are you two idiots?
At this point, she needs to take a gun safety class.
Maybe that's what's in store.
Maybe that's what we recommend.
Nobody would shoot the sheriff on purpose.
No. And if she didn't know it was loaded, somebody teach her.
Okay, this is when the gun is loaded.
Hold on, listen to what's happening real quick, and then we can. We'll never know. I can't understand what. Now, something just happened again, and we don't know what it is. You forgive her for that?
Yeah, whatever it is. She seems like a sweet woman.
And you think she just needs gun management courses?
One class, an afternoon, she's going to be fine.
Yep.
All these shootings, going to go away.
Do you have that music can you give the backbeat? Whatever that was. And did you have, I didn't know. Oh, you have a loop of this? You do?
Hey, you have good producers.
And then do you have, I didn't know the gun was loaded? We can do that.
Yeah.
Well, I needed some towels, and I went to the store. When I went to buy them, he asked me, said it was a certain amount of money. And then when I didn't have any money, but I still wanted the towels, I took out a gun, and I shot him in his head. I didn't know the gun was loaded. I didn't know the gun was loaded.
I didn't know the gun was loaded.
Ah.
I found myself thirsty one late afternoon, so I walked down to my local saloon. I ordered up a drink, then I ordered 30 more. I pulled out my gun and knocked the bartender to the floor. I didn't know that the gun was loaded. I didn't know that the gun was loaded. I didn't know, I didn't know, I didn't know, I didn't know.
didn't know. I didn't know the gun was loaded.
Well, there I was running for some errands, needed a dishwasher and a push-up bra. Went to my Sears, cause I heard that I found this parking spot. Sure enough, the SWATs were full, and well, my attitude was mad. So I pulled out my 39 and shot the lady dead.
I didn't know the gun was loaded.
I didn't know the gun was loaded.
I didn't know, I didn't know, I didn't know, I didn't know, I didn't know the gun was loaded.
Now this song's been around for a while. I can find an old version. When that crackle sound was loud, you could tell it was from the past. It's a different version of this song. It's from an older time, but it's the same song. It's called I Didn't Know This Gun Was Loaded. I Didn't Know This Gun Was Loaded.
Well, I did not know that
when I went downtown.
I went down to the bog to see the alligators. I saw the alligators running, 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 running. And they came up to the creek. And then they tried to bite me. But instead, I shot them down. And then I liked playing with the gun, so I shot everybody around. Well, I did not know
the gun was loaded.
Sounds like he totally knew.
I didn't know the gun was loaded.
No, no, that guy was just saying.
I didn't know, I didn't know, I didn't know, I didn't know, I didn't know the gun was loaded.
Ah,
the year was
start shooting it more. Shoot more gun, more guns for this one. You start over. All right, get all more right, guns. Right. Guns are always funny when you're not really shooting people. I didn't know I'll get you banging. I didn't know the pot was full. Did you, was that a gun and someone getting hit over the head with a pot? Oh, what's that? I didn't even know what that was.
I didn't know. Gun was loaded. Right, here we go. The year was 1864. I'd had enough, I'd had some more. I sat around with friends from the nation, listening to the Emancipation Proclamation. Took myself down to the theater, took a gun, sat in the theater, shot Abe Lincoln in the head, but I swear to God, didn't mean for him to be dead.
I know the gun was loaded.
Loaded.
Long and weary from my time on the road, I pulled into a sleepy inn. Innkeeper told me they didn't have a bed, so I pulled out my gun and I shot her dead.
I didn't know the gun was loaded. I didn't know the gun was loaded.
I was tired.
I didn't know. I didn't know. I didn't know. I didn't know. I didn't know that gun was loaded.
But bring it down. Oh my God. Take it home. You get the last word. You can do hits with these guys. You know, like it's a little hard with drums, but Lynn, you know the deep when I go, it's everything's musical with me for some reason. You know, like doing things with songs, I guess because that's what I really want to do. But, you know, when you go, well, what a night this, can you give a one hit, like a groomp? What a night this has been. What a mood I am in. Two. Like first time, one second time, two. What a night this has been. But you know when you can sing and you got that power? What a mood I am in.
Yeah, it'd be fun to just have that like any time. It'd be fun to just, what if you could just have that like whenever? Like
just
what
whenever.
I don't know. What if you were just like, I got this shirt dry cleaned here the other day. There was a stain around the collar, and it's you didn't get it out. What do you have to say for yourself?
Listen to me.
I swear to George Carlin, I forgot.
You're coming into my dry cleaner and talking to me like that.
I didn't sign up for this. You're gonna come into my dry cleaner and talk to me like that. This isn't why I left my former job and hung up that old hat.
I still love
it. I started a dry cleaner so I could do whatever I want. This isn't why I left my old ass job where I was on a computer and doing things like adjusting the fonts. I worked at Microsoft so long ago. But now here I am talking to some schmo about his shirt with the collar and the mess. That seems like roughly what we did about a week ago.
Ah, yes!
Not to invade your personal life, but you left what sounds like a very decent job at a blue chip corporation like Microsoft. Where they would have planned for your retirement and your 401k to open dry cleaners. Do you see why that seems like a poor decision? It's not like you left to open a passion project like a bakery, or a restaurant. You literally left Microsoft to open a dry cleaners?
I gotta tell you, feel a familiar sensation. Feels like I just had this conversation. But maybe I did make a mistake leaving my old job. But you don't gotta bring it up in front of Todd.
Apologies to Todd.
Let me tell you something right now. I feel like an American. The luckiest American in the world. All right, I'm not, I don't want to do that anymore. All week I kept laughing at, it's okay. Thank you, I should say. All week I kept laughing at that. First of all, I completely forgot we did that bit. Never happened on the show. Blatantly forgot that we did it and enjoyed it every bit as much as I did the first time because you made it better, both of you, and it was still great, and I couldn't believe how much you remembered, and it was just pure joy, like just sitting here going, first of all, thinking, how could I have forgotten that bit? So the funnier it was, I go, yeah, but what, completely? You just forget shit. But all week I was laughing. You know how something gets stuck in your head, and I was laughing at you left Microsoft company to open up a dry cleaner. It's so like, maybe it's not sad. Like, is there a backstory? We're, and by the way, if you're like, Todd, it's a funny character. I didn't put that much thought into it. Is there a backstory to why?
I think, well, you know, I couldn't, like, you're not going to give me a week off? I'll show you what I'm going to do. I'm going to leave.
Larry, we can't just give you a week off in the middle of February.
I need a week off.
No, we're slammed with programming right now. You think I can just throw around 5 days, 6 days off at a time?
I need a week off. There's a regatta, and I'm supposed to attend it.
I'll give you 2 days in May.
I need 7 days. I need 7 days in February. I swear. Look, I've put in a long career here. I've been here since the beginning. And if you don't give me this week off, I'm going to sell all my stock options, and I'm getting out of here.
Is that what you're going to do,
I'm going to do that. I'm going to do, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to open up a dry cleaner.
Oh,
I'm going to hang it right over your head. You're going to come in. To my dry cleaner with a stain on your collar, and I'm going to give you the business.
You know what, Larry? You don't get your time off for a regatta. You don't get your time off for any. You'd be wise-minded to just walk out of Microsoft.
Oh, I'd be wise-minded. You'd be wise-minded to lay off the sauce once in a while.
I'll pick up the phone and call Bill Gates himself. Hey, Bill, Larry's taking off. Larry, who?
Oh, you get old Billy Gates on the phone. I'd love to hear what he has to say. He's in a regatta every other
week. I'll tell you what. You leave this company, you're going to want to Control-Alt-Delete that, because you're going to be fucked.
Oh, you're going to end up on a blue screen, my friend, and there's going to be no restarting. But you know who's going to restart? Me, Larry, and Larry's dry cleaners.
Larry's dry cleaners. I've been eavesdropping in the other room. I'm sorry you have to listen to this fucking idiot. Let me tell you something.
Oh.
And let me tell you something about your dry cleaner.
This
you,
will be
we've
great.
Been nice to you, and he's been nicer. If I'm stepping in, you are full of shit. You leave here, and nothing's going to happen.
You'll never make it.
Oh, this has been
your dry cleaner.
Nice.
It's never going to happen because you're a pile of shit.
Nobody spills on their shirts anymore.
Yes.
Yeah, you're nice.
People
you're
buy new clothes, you moron.
You're a regular couple of Todd Glass Comedy Show audience members, the two of you nice. Get out of here with that. If you think people aren't still spilling on their shirt, you haven't seen the shirts that I've seen. At the regattas I go to, stains, archipelagos of stains. And they come to me, they say, Larry, can you get this out of my shirt? And I said, I wish I had the time.
At cut to, 2 years later, a hit song on the radio.
And everything I wish I could be.
Ding, ling, ling, ling.
I could fly high.
Welcome to Larry's Dry Cleaner. What can I do for you?
Hey,
my
God.
Hi.
Larry Dobbs.
Yeah, good to see you, Carl.
Yeah, I
turn the radio down.
You did it.
It's a dry cleaner.
Wow.
Yeah.
When you walked out that day, you literally left Microsoft to pursue your dream.
I burned it all down, and I started here again. And you know, it hasn't always been easy. But you know, I
ding dong.
Hey.
Oh, George.
George.
Ian, you open. This is your dry cleaner.
Ian Larry Carmel. That's right. Yeah.
I think I owe you an apology. I might have, and I'm not positive, when you left the company. I don't remember exactly. I might have said that some things.
It was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago, and all I always wanted the best for you. You know I liked you. We were very hurt when you left, but I knew you had it in you. Look at this place. How big is it?
It's giant. It's the biggest dry cleaner in all of the tri-state area.
That's California,
Nevada, and Tennessee.
So people from California are sending their shirts to Tennessee.
Union's changed a lot in the last 2 years.
Dry cleaner mean shirt.
Can I tell you something about that bit? I always wanted to end where you were going to win. That's why this character would be so mean of you, piece of shit. You're not going to succeed.
It was a great dry cleaner.
Yeah, because he was going to. And it's very nice. It's probably like beautiful wood floor. The nicest there's ever been. It's a chain of chains.
It's absolutely gorgeous. My shirts come out so white, they use them for snow in movies.
Look at all these headshots on the wall.
Is that your?
That's right.
Look at all these headshots.
That's Michael Chiklis. He comes in about once a week.
Do you mind doing us a favor? And I don't mean to be I forgot. I don't even wear glasses. But for this bit, I don't even want to say I wear glasses. To George Carlin. I didn't want to do a bit. I forgot my glasses. But would you mind reading? Because there's a lot of famous people up on that wall. Would you mind reading some of them?
Absolutely.
For the listeners in this bit?
That's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Now, he doesn't come in, but
that looks pretty faded. Are you sure that's him?
That's
sometimes on the wall they get faded at the car wash?
He was still Lou Alcindor when he came in at the time. But that's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar right there.
Look at that. So what does he come in here, get his car washed?
He comes in here, I'll wash his car. Mostly
so you just, he'll park it out front.
Mostly I do shirts, but him and I make an exception.
I'm sorry, I thought it was the car wash.
Well, if it's Kareem, you'll just take a bucket and some soap out front.
It's Milwaukee Buck, great Lou Alcindor, of course.
Plug the meter and wash it down.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a Honda Civic, how long does it take?
It's a pleasure for me to do it. Now, you know who else always has special requests?
Dry cleaners?
Reginald Vell Johnson. He comes in on the regular.
Do you want to hear a dry cleaning true story?
Yeah.
Well, you know, Steve Sciarippa used to, he used to be the maitre d' at the, he ran like 3 showrooms in Las Vegas, and then he was on, this has to do with dry cleaners. I don't want you to be like, what the fuck? Doesn't sound like it does. So he used to run the 3 showrooms at the Riviera for Bud at the Improv. He ran that room and 3 rooms, and he was the guy you dealt with. Sort of a little bit old school. Like, you know, he took care of the 3 rooms. He was very much, and then he was on Sopranos. I forget.
Oh, that's why I know the name.
Yeah. So anyway, Jordan. What's he want?
It's the country of Jordan. He doesn't like to brag. It's the entire country of Jordan.
Oh, Jesus. Not good.
Should we all call Todd?
You know
what? This is all called Todd.
So he used to I remember one time when I was performing, like, this is the type of person he was, like, but I liked him. Like, he was, because he was really nice, and then he would yell. Like, one time I asked him if I can get all these friends in, and he's like, no, you can't get any of your friends in. It's Saturday night. And then when they got up to the line, he let them all in for free. Took care of them, got them a great table. And I went over, and I was like, I really appreciated it. You know what I mean? It really did. I go over, I go, how did you even know they were my friends? He goes, yeah, the fucking preppy fucking people. They look like your friends. Like, that's And then one time I thought it would be funny to do my act from to the wall, like I had seen comedians doing your bombing. You learn that's like a thing.
in hindsight, by the way, I really do think he was right. So he goes, because he really, he would give you shit. But basically, if you just did your thing, you were doing three shows a night, no one bothered you. So I turned around into the wall, and then he got on the PA, turn around on the back mic over the wall. Turn around and do your fucking act. And it was funny because you know what I did? I turned around and I did my act. He's just like, people are paying, just get through it, you know. And then no one else heard from it. Bud didn't hear about it. He didn't mention it. Because you know why? He didn't want to, like, get in trouble. At that age, you're afraid you're going to get in trouble. You're, you know, I was like 23 years old. And he just wanted me to turn around and do my fucking set. So once I did it. So that's a long story to get to the dry cleaning part. But I love how someone thinks, why did I have to hear this story? There's a guy that got free dry cleaning in Las Vegas for doing a commercial. So Steve tells me, yeah, he did an ad for them. Can't do his voice. And they give him free dry cleaning. But he did the ad like 2 years ago, and he's still bringing in all his clothes like 2 years later. They don't know how to say no. And they said the worst part is there's shit in it all the time. And I go, but I get it. Like, I sort of like hearing that because I know the person he's talking about, and I could picture that in a weird comedic way. It's gross but hilarious. Like, the guy's I knew the guy was dirty. I could tell. He probably wears the same slacks for, you know, shitting in his pants. It's funny to me now. But anyway, other than that, everything's fine. So we got that. Can you do I stopped fun for that piece of shit story. I should be a slave. What's this? What's this right here? Have we done this? Oh. By the way, do you believe her?
I don't think.
I know we did it comedically.
I don't think she would lie.
Can you listen again, Rob?
Yeah.
Listen exactly. Listen, you're the jury. She's just a singing lawyer. This is the singing. She's singing her. Oh, is this the loop? I was waiting for you. That actually got me. We used to play, we'd take the loop of a popular song, you can cut it off, and then loop it. And we'd go, hey, see if you can do that thing like a DJ, and you talk into the song.
Oh, you talk into
but
it.
But it would just keep going and going and going and going. To people, you'd be surprised how long they did it before they went.
Oh, can we do that? That's a funny bit.
Can we find it? Or we could take a break and find it? You think we could if we took a break? Let's take a break anyway.
Okay, all right. What time is it? 20 till.
20 till? Okay. Oh, Jake, I have to go to the bathroom playing that pre-recorded thing. These bozos probably won't even know I left. They'll just think I'm listening.
Oh.
So where are you from again, Rob?
Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Oh.
Yeah. I grew up there, so.
So true.
It is, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to college in Colorado, and then now I live out here. Are you okay? Are you?
Oh.
Yeah. So, and then I moved out here a couple of years ago. I moved to Los Angeles. And it doesn't. It's been going
so
pretty
true.
Well.
It's
fine. You know, I'm getting it. Some work and on the road.
It's just.
See, again, I don't know if you're listening.
Really,
I can't tell if you're listening.
It's funny. He's right. It's funny.
It is funny? So okay. Right. Anyways, I've been getting some work and I'm on the road to these bit. You know, comedy in this city.
You get it.
I do get it. Yeah, comedy in this city can be very tough. I mean, it's very up and down.
Yeah, well, you know. It's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shut up! By the way, I noticed for this bit to work here, you have to also notice I didn't leave the table.
Yeah. As
soon as I came back, commit to the bit, folks. I ran away. I came back. Rob looks at me and goes, oh, no, just accepting that I was back. Bought the – not only do you buy the pre-recorded thing, but you totally Jesus, I'm out there. Fuck. What's going on?
Oh, nothing.
What's going on? I literally asked you.
So anyways, comedy in this city can be. Anyways, what were we talking? What's
I still have laundry on my floor.
Do you really?
I haven't got rid of it.
From Portland to LA.
The abridged version.
In Carmel.
So it's good to see you.
Yeah.
Good to see you back in the men's clothing.
What about two morning hosts that just, they have you on as a comic, but they just poke holes in your premises? Oh. They, like, they're trying to set you up and do a...
I love it.
It's, All right.
Hey, excited. Hey, guess what today is, Rob?
What's that?
We bring the comedian. That's going to be over at the Improv.
That's right. You're listening to Todd and Dinger in the morning. I'm Dinger. He's Todd.
Thanks. Thanks, by the way, in that bit, at least making yourself Dinger and not me.
Going to be at the Funny Boat Thursday through Sunday.
By the way, doing a charity for us over there on Saturday.
He is Saturday night, 8 p.m. It's going to be a charity show.
Yeah. That, all the money goes to a good cause, and he's in here with us today.
Ian Carbell,
everybody.
93.1 The Fox, Ian Carbell.
Thanks for having me, you guys.
Hey.
Whoa, welcome.
I think I'm
show.
Enjoying that more than making fun of it. Sounds like the type of show I'd want to do.
It's great. Hey, thanks for coming in.
Try to get into one of your bits now.
You know, like, I love coming here to Phoenix. Every time I come to Phoenix.
You say that in every city. I bet he does. So. I bet he goes, we have a recording of him.
I love being in Wilmington, North Carolina.
I love being in Western Minnesota.
Oh, yeah, right.
What do you do on the road?
Well, I like to try different restaurants, you know, every city.
You know what you should do? You shouldn't eat out. You know what? It's all chemicals.
Save the money.
Yeah. Cook home.
Yeah. But, you know, when you're on the road, you go to different restaurants.
Not me. And you know it. What do I do? Tell him what I do.
You would cook at home.
Yeah, I cook at home. I pack a lunch. He calls me a cheapskate.
He won't eat out.
Oh, yeah. Well, speaking of cheapskates, my dad.
No one's as cheap as his uncle. His uncle will take money off the table. Ugh. We're going, I tip, and I walk
He'll
by.
He'll take
his,
the table.
Yeah, hello. The guy will take the centerpiece if the waiter was holding him down. I know cheap, but what's...
I worked as a waiter for a while.
His uncle worked as a waiter, career waiter. Uh-huh. How big is his brother's house? You wouldn't believe it. He's got a big mansion.
So big.
What do you do? He goes, I'm a waiter. I go, where the fuck are you making all this money?
Before I was a waiter, I was in college, and I had this philosophy professor, and he always used to say to me, whether you think you're right or you think you're wrong, you still need to turn your homework in. So,
well, yeah, that's how you graduate. You do have to turn it in. You got to
do something.
You got to do something. Anyway,
you got to do something.
Yeah.
Anyway,
and so when I finally graduated, you know, I got out of college, and I'm like, what do I do next?
You don't need to college. You know what? I didn't go to college. He didn't go to college, and we're doing okay.
Oh yeah.
Most lawyers don't go to college. Anyway, you know what? Let's do this.
What do you want? I want food and pussy. How come?
You like this
just
song?
The way God made me. Is it all right? I guess I must be okay. Ooh, bah, bah,
this is actually
bah,
a good song.
Lang, lang, lang. What do you want? I want food and pussy. How come?
Seriously, just sing along. It might be fun to sing along. It sounds silly, and you might not want to trust me, but...
Wow, 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 wow. One was sick and the other was dead. Went to the doctor and the doctor said, what do you want? I want food and pussy. How come? It's just the way I made me. Is it all right? I guess it must be okay. Ooh, bop, 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 shang-a-lang-a-lang-a-lang. What do you want? I want food and pussy. How come?
I guess there's nothing wrong with
I'm
that.
Why do you feel like you need food and pussy?
Could you survive with
either
one
of them
or
would be
the
enough
other.
To sustain a mind.
You know,
I just want pussy. I want food and pussy, so I wrote a song about it.
I don't feel like you have to communicate through the use of some sort of human.
People sing about what they know. I want food and pussy. I don't know why you're wrong. I don't know why that makes me a bad person. I sing. You sing about how you feel. Oh, I got something to do. Turn this off.
Hey, I'm a little strapped for time. Do you know, is there a store where I can just go to one place and get food and pussy?
I don't mean to interrupt you. Did you say you need food and pussy?
Yeah, but I don't have a lot. I can't be running all over town. Is there one place I can go?
Well, sure.
What do you want?
You want food and pussy?
Yes, but I'd like to just go to one store.
You go to Sears.
No.
Food and pussy.
How's parking?
Well, this song, I think this could be fun. I think we did this one other time on the show. But this song is real. But it's by Neil Diamond. But then with those guys, maybe we can get a backbeat later and do like our own. Well, listen to the stories. It's all about pot. I thought it was a joke. I still don't 100% know. It's definitely Neil Diamond. And it's a song. I don't know what the message, if it's supposed to be against pot, but these people do testimonials right after he says, well, listen, but to George Carlin, it's real.
Get what you are, you can be what you're not. High, high, I wanna get high. Never give it up if you give it a try.
Alright, sounds like pot's fun. Mm. Not with these people.
Pot, get us some pot.
Oh, it's on a loop. Is this the right one?
High, high, I wanna get high. Never give it up if you give it a try.
We played it twice by accident. Now here come the people. That are going to tell us stories about pot with betting music.
I started when I was 13, and I had saw some people smoking pot, and I bought myself a nickel bag, and I went behind my building and sat on a bench all by myself, and I smoked that bag, you know, until I finally got high. I started with pot because I was curious, and at that time I was having problems with my family. I remember on one trip, I was at a party, and I got very sick from speed, from meth.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to shoot it in my spine. I also used to shoot acid in my spine.
I just wanted pot.
And I had too much. I was building a big thing over a week.
Is this what you said? Pot. The song's about pot. Now you said something. Commit suicide.
La 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 pot.
Now, I didn't edit that. You would think I took the sad part out. It goes right from this guy. Claiming, am I right that this song's about pot? But didn't he say he shot speed? Right, that's not pot.
Into his spine.
Into his spine. Okay, I know a lot of people that smoke pot. Do I know people that are potheads? Of course I do.
I was so sensitive, but you know, like everyone
these people,
in my family, there was. There
my friends aren't shooting
in
shit
family.
In. Well, listen
you
to
know,
her.
Every little thing bothered me. When I started using drugs, like I just didn't care. Nothing bothered me. Nothing hurt. You know, I didn't feel anything. And like I, you know, I didn't care if I lived or died. So I didn't care if I used, you know, shot dope or
aww.
If I took an OD or what. I was so unhappy, like I felt so unworthy, you know. From the time I was growing up, I think, like I have two older sisters, they're twins, you know. The three of us used to compete for my father's love. And I always felt like he loved them more than he loved, like he used to tell me this, you know. Like he used to say all the time, you're unworthy, you're not as good looking as your sisters, you're not this like your sisters, you know. You're never going to be anything, no one's ever going to love you. He was a rabbi, and there was a lot of
shut
pressure.
This off.
Mm-hmm.
All you can do, that's too sad to listen to. I felt bad. I never got to that
can
part.
We, oh, can we make our own?
Yeah.
Can we make our
yeah,
own?
Yeah, I, not that. I felt bad for that woman. Seriously, to George Carlin, I actually was listening. Oh, no, I don't want to. The other one, if someone tells like weird stories about drugs, but that was some personal shit. And I went, oh, I felt bad. Am I making sense?
No, yeah.
But do we have any betting music? Oh, can you do that betting music? Do we have it on a loop? Oh, you have the pot part. Okay, can you give us like a do anything and you want to pot, that's a nice tune and we tell our story with that in the back. Okay, here we go. A little softer. Crackle makes everything better, I'm sorry. Why not, right?
Basically,
maybe not. Let's just do it without it.
Basically, I was in college at the time. I was in Penn State. It was late 2011, and a new Pixar movie came out. It was the original iteration of Cars, and friends and I were all really excited. So one of my friends, Kevin, said that he could get access to a small dime bag. And at the time, I didn't even know what that meant, but I knew I wanted to see the movie. So he got pot and we smoked it in the car and then we went in to see the movie and it was it happened.
Pot, pot, give us some pot. Get what you are, you can be what you're not. High, high, I wanna get high. Never give it up if you give it a try.
I was living with my mother. She was a single mother and she was raising me, and it was discovered that I had a higher than average metachlorian count. So I was adopted by an older Jedi who trained me in the ways of the Jedi. My mother died, my life slowly fell apart, and I was turned to the dark side. Cut to 3 years later, and I built a gigantic space station with one purpose, which was to destroy planets. Meanwhile, I hadn't talked to my son or my daughter in years, and it didn't get much better. I ended up getting into a fight with my mentor, and he passed away, and well, here I am right now talking to you without much hope, whether old or new. Sometimes when you hit the Empire strikes back.
Pot, pot, give us some pot. Get what you are, you can be what you're not. High, high, I wanna get high. Never give it up if you give it a try.
No. My name is Ian Carmel, and Todd Glass is the funniest person I know.
That's actually very nice. What? Take the phone effect off for these guys' voices.
From my heart.
I'm also Rob, and I happen to think that personally, Todd, is there's nobody funnier and more fun to hang out with.
I swear, guys, I really do appreciate
we mean it.
Thank you. I really do, and I'm not joking around. What?
Well, I think you're good.
Too. Thank you. I really do appreciate that.
No, you don't understand.
Rob, bit's over. All that for nothing. I'm pressing buttons. Why can't I come up with good jokes? What a night this has been. What a mood I am in. Of this laughter I hear. It's better than being in love. You know, some people write books, become bankers or cooks.
That's pretty good.
And some people open a dry cleaning place.
We're like improvisers. Hey, you guys like fun songs?
Sure. I mean, if the occasion is appropriate.
Be honest, do you like this song?
Morty and Morty's DJs for parties. Hey, kids, is everybody excited for...
You want to hear something heartwarming?
Get your tuchus out to the dance floor.
All the tuchus is on the dance floor.
As many tuchuses as will fit on the dance floor within reason. Don't make contact with anyone else.
The Resmina Bar Mitzvah is underway.
We're about to crank the stereo up to 4.
Hey, do you guys know the cha-cha slide?
Well, here's a non-copyrighted version.
That's slightly cheaper to play.
Do you want it slightly? Just slightly. Over, pay the extra nickel. I don't know. It's probably a mom. Anybody in music right now just had a stroke because they're like, it's a lot more than a nickel. Believe me, we all wish we could use the original stuff we wanted to.
Are you guys ready for the eclectic slide?
It's done mostly with shrugging.
Preferably in the company of your eclectic aunt.
Turn the lights down low and everybody be very quiet. I'm having an aura headache.
We're available.
Guess what time it is?
Time for everyone.
You liked it before when they were on the show, and they're back to do another episode. It's three guys, and no one will let the other one talk. It was a hit smash sensation the last time they were on the show. The tweets went wild. Middle America was saying they couldn't get enough of it. The phones were ringing off the hook with compliments. Some of the callers had this to say.
Oh, my God. If you play that again, I swear to God, I'm going to go to my basement, I'm going to get my sword out, and I'm coming down to where you record that show, and I'm attacking everyone.
Calls were coming in from everywhere. Overseas, Ireland, England. People thought it was the best thing they'd ever heard.
Oh, yeah, that's right. If you could just bring big cameras that they have with the three of them can talk over each other. It was one of the best things I've heard in my life. I don't know if you ever heard of beat the fight of those three guys. Couldn't talk. None of them could talk over each other.
They're going to...
Just 1 second, I'm calling you to the show. If you could bring those three of them, it would be great. It was one of the best bits. That was one of the best bits I ever heard. Is that they couldn't. Here's the bit. They couldn't.
wouldn't talk over each other. It was one of the most intelligent, smartest bits I've heard. We don't have that kind of comedy.
That all happened because someone was calling in something they used on a radio show in an ad. And while they were calling in, they got into an argument. But somehow they thought they'd play the whole thing. All that went down. Oh, my God. No, but let me just say one thing, and then we will
actually,
move
before
on.
You do,
let me
though,
just say,
you
come
do,
on, no, stop,
before you do,
stop. I don't want to do it for real. Come on. I may as well go for it. It is my show.
I know that. No, and I know that it's your show.
So
I know that. So
let me just say it. All right.
I just wanted to get out there. I'm going to forget. The thing is that if I don't say it now, I'm going to forget. The thing is that if I don't say it now, I'm going to forget because I need to just – let me just spit it out, and then it won't be around. I don't have – I would write it down, but I don't have a pen or paper, and I write it down, and I can't get out.
Guys, I'm basically already talking. I'm already talking.
How long is this?
Listen, guys, I've already got a whole sentence out. I've already got a whole sentence out. I've already got a whole sentence out. I've already, I'm okay. Okay, I'm already have a whole sentence out. I already have a whole sentence out. I'm already taking up most of the space. I'm already in. I'm already there. Come on. Now you're interrupting me. Now you're interrupting me. Come on. I'm going to win. I'm going to win. You may as well let me. Mine is so quick.
Let me say this.
Mine is so quick that I think that it would be fair to...
I was done
pretty much. You guys, are you shitting me? Let me just say it.
What I have to say is...
All I wanted to say, it'll be...
What I have to say, and then when I'm done, you can... Let me finish. It's my podcast.
Holy Lord, you can't make up a rule that it was ever holding a cup. It's a cup you're holding, you pile of shit. Whoever's name is Todd Glass, then. Whoever's holding a cup. Coincidentally, you're holding a cup.
Stop.
I don't care anymore. I just wanted to say I was having fun.
Me too.
I'm done.
I had fun too.
Well, now I'm not having so much fun because a lot of it got erased. Now it's just even. So I feel even to be with you.
Even's not that bad of a place to be. Even's not that bad of a place to be.
No, it's not.
Baby, we met about 3 weeks ago today.
Yes, we did.
And baby, you could find an even better place to play, but you're tired of looking. So you settled on home to me, you're tired of looking. You said, I'll wait here a while and then we'll see. This guy doesn't seem so bad to me.
Doesn't seem so bad to me.
Cause even's not that bad of a place to be.
Even's not bad of a place to be.
So, yeah, that was the audition. I think your voice, I don't know if it gels with the two of us. Thank you for coming down.
If I clear my throat, it's not as deep. Can you give me another chance, please?
This is,
honestly.
Okay, I think it's better. I think it's better.
I mean, what?
I don't know that it. I don't. Can you harmonize with us? Let's.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. When we harmonize, it sounds like people singing. When you harmonize, it sounds like a Cessna.
I have cancer in my throat. I didn't want to say anything.
Yeah, welcome to the band, I guess.
Fine. I mean,
I didn't like that bit.
Yeah.
I didn't like that bit. That person, they don't really have cancer, by the way. That's the only reason in my head I could do it. They're lying about their cancer, and they get hit by a bus on the way out. Now they're fine. And they really have cancer. It's not funny. It's not funny. Nothing is funny anymore.
We'll cut that part out. The throat.
Just like that.
No, but really, cut that part out. Because if the growth is there, perhaps
pot,
you could...
pot, do what you want. Did you do your pod story?
I did, Darth Vader. Well,
yeah, Darth Vader.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ. Hit me over the head with a fucking shovel and then dig a hole.
All right,
throw
Rob,
me
hit me
in
that
it.
Shovel.
And
hit
then
that
realize
shovel,
that it's not. Oh,
right.
Well,
I mean, you really want me to hit you with a shovel.
Look,
I don't
he's
want
a man
you to
of his word.
Me. Well, I mean, it's a. Oh, dude. Hey. Oh, I was kidding. I don't want you to hit me with a shovel.
You.
Oh.
Not so hard. Not so hard. It's a nice shovel. It's a nice shovel.
Oh.
And
ow.
Also,
ow.
Keep
ow.
A shovel.
Ow. You want me to make
handy.
This bit? You want to make this bit? You don't feel bad for the guy getting hit because that's the only way you can enjoy violence. I'm going to make the guy who's getting hit a real dick.
Okay.
Okay. Your mother's a fucking whore.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What about this?
I don't give a fuck. Your mother's a fucking piece of shit whore.
My mother's an angel.
Ah, fuck her.
You wouldn't talk like that if you met her. She's one of the sweetest women on earth.
Ow, Jesus.
Donates her time to several charities.
Ow.
He's hitting you
ow.
With a shovel. Why don't you knock it off, Carl?
God damn it. Stop it, you pile of shit.
Stop insulting him.
You're stupid because your mother was stupid.
He's going to keep hitting you.
Ow.
My
ow.
Mother went to Oxford.
Ow. Ow.
Where she
ow.
Was recognized
God,
by several institutions you. As one of the most academically gifted women to ever... Out of Pierre, whichever
you shot me seven times. Now you are fucking okay. You mad? Fuck your mother's a piece of shit.
Here you go again.
And this is what I call my podcast. This is the episode. What if this is the episode my parents listen to? They'll hear this.
The Todd Glass Show. Voted number one.
That's right, motherfuckers. Number one by the Podcasters Association of America. If you don't think this show's fun, it's because you don't get it.
And
you're a... What?
That can't be right.
That's not...
No, I did. Stop it, guys.
We pulled Todd...
The Todd Glass Show. Voted number one by the Podcasters Association of America.
Oh, shit, I can't find my
we
pussy.
Pulled Todd Glass, and it was decided that Todd, you know what I mean? It's like,
yeah,
come
like, come on, who are you asking?
Oh, my God, you guys are insulting.
Huh? Oh.
Hey, would you mind? You never know what will be the line I'll cross with you guys with silliness. So I'm really bearing my soul here because this bit could be fun or not, but I am actually being serious. I go right back to it. You see, I do a little side note. I lost my pussy. I'm being totally serious.
Okay.
I swear to God, I'm being serious. I lost my pussy.
Okay.
And I'm a little upset, and I was wondering if you guys could help me find it.
Are you just looking for pussy?
No, I lost my pussy. I'm actually being very serious. And it's in the room somewhere. Would you mind trying to help me find the pussy?
Here, pussy, 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 pussy.
Here, pussy, pussy. Can you guys help me find it? Here, pussy. No, they can hear through the mics better if you guys sing. Here, pussy, pussy, pussy. Here, pussy, 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 pussy. Here, pussy. Oh, I think they're gonna come out from. Oh, you guys are my best friends.
Pussy, 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 pussy.
Oh, look, there's one. There's one coming out. I found one of them.
Pussy, pussy, pussy.
Guys, I swear to God, I appreciate this.
Pussy, pussy, pussy.
I shut it off.
Here, pussy, pussy, pussy.
Shut it off. I lied.
Happy to help. What?
I lied. I just wanted to hear you guys sing that song.
You could have asked.
Those are rented kittens.
We were... Oh, son of a
bitch. Oh, God. You
know,
I got a guy. I can get you a much better rate. Where did you rent from?
I rent them from Kittens or Us.
Oh,
they're $30 each.
Oh, you know they donate like a bunch of money to like the conservatives, right?
You got to meet my cousin. He deals kittens.
Yeah.
He's very...
Hey, does that horse stand at 2 feet? I'll buy it.
I'll take it.
Sure you will. Who wouldn't want to, right?
Who wouldn't?
Can I tell you, did you... When I listened to that later, do you ever have you're embarrassed because you don't know why? Like, it made you laugh, but you go, why did that make me laugh? It just had comedy timing. And then I go, wait, there's got to be something behind it. This is how much thought I put into that bit. So I think it's, wait, what was the bit again?
The bit was you lived with a horse that walked.
Oh, yeah. Why that was funny. And then I thought, I think it's because he acted so much like, I'll take it. Like, right. Like, all this in the self entitlement. So I'll take it. Like he's holier than thou. Who wouldn't want it with a horse with two legs? Is that? Oh, I'm sorry.
What? I would love a horse with two. Any animal that could walk on 2 feet.
Any animal that could walk, but like even the dogs. You know,
you show a dog that could walk on 2 feet. A dog you could dance with. Yeah,
that's pretty cool, right? Is it mean to the dog though? Stop it.
Not if it can walk on 2 feet. If it chooses to walk, be bipedal.
And why should the dog get to have all the fun? Oh, something's bad for a dog? We do all do sorts of stuff that we're not happy about.
Sure.
What are we talking about?
I just, you know what I mean? Sometimes you got to go down to the DMV. A dog has to stand on two legs. We all have a lot of life.
Oh, having the dog on 2 feet. Well, at the San Diego Zoo, what they used to do when you went by the lions, that's why, again, I know I sound like a broken record, but it always goes back to the same thing for me. Like, every time you think something's silly, like, and well, let me tell you what it is first. So they used to have the lions and the bears wave, and the tram drivers would go, "Hey, I will be see you later," and they would all wave, or they'd they know little keywords to make them sad or fall over, and you know, and just they had all these keywords like that they understood really. And I remember, and for a while they stopped doing it. So when I was younger, I asked my parents, I'm like, "Why don't they do that anymore?" And my parents knew, you know, and I wasn't super young, but I was like, we went back, maybe we were 17 or 18, to George Carlin, I'm being honest, and they stopped the bears from doing it because the Humane Society or whoever thought it was, I know they're already in cages, but these are people that are fighting while they're in there. Can we have some dignity and not make a bear, you know, I'm sad, like give it a little self-respect, you know what I mean, as much, and some people thought that was foolish. My parents didn't. My mom explained to me, and the way she explained it, it was from a place of empathy, like, yeah, that's, I know they're still in cages, but. But a lot of people are like, oh, it's so bullshit. But in hindsight, does anyone here think you think that's just stupid that they stopped it, or do you think it's good?
Hindsight can be 2020.
I just poured my heart out to the two of you, and this is what you.
I
don't think you have a license. I know what you do. You do this shtick. Where did you get your license? Hold on. Stop it, because I've been here before and I've been through this. But listen, you're court appointed, and I really need help. Now, and I'm not getting nothing from you guys. Every time you talk, you guys seem nice, and there's something about you I like. There's a love in both of you, but and you don't talk. You did this before. I told you not to talk, and then the minute I fucking ask a question, you both talk. You cannot do that. Dr. Rob, excuse me, where did you graduate your medical degree from? Where is the degree? I see it hanging outside. Where is it from?
Originally, I mean, my degree was from the university that I started at.
I mean, it just seems.
It's hard to tell. You know?
We don't ask you why.
But I'm okay.
Where did you go to?
Am I okay, though?
I wouldn't go so far as to.
Are you okay?
I'm okay.
Until next week. Yeah.
You know, wait, it sounds like you have a show. Am I okay? Until next week. What? Oh, wait. That's when the guy figured out he's on a reality show.
You.
They had hidden cameras. They didn't tell anyone.
Like to
until
thank
next
Budweiser
week.
Select for Spoons.
And
who are you talking to?
Virgin America.
Here's what I thought we would do. Number one, go in for the descent right now. Oh, man. I'm exhausted, but it's so good. I'm so hungry. I'm going to definitely want to eat after this show. And I know Neil Dana from Atlanta. But I want to go around the room and thank everybody. Hot Chocolate in Paradise. It's my new CD. It's on bookshelves now. No. Everybody,
that's why it's not selling. It's in the book section.
It's in the book section. No, Cheese Crackers and Applesauce. It's my new CD. It's available in a lot of the stores. What would the weirdest titles be? Go around the room. Can we have any? Maybe we don't need music. You know, I rely too much on the music. A little horn, please.
Well, are we allowed to do plugs? I didn't get any plugs.
Sure.
Last
week. You can get all the plugs you want.
Oh, great. Well, you could go out and buy my album, My Sassy Man.
My Sassy Man. You're Sassy Nana. It's that's available in the, and they can download it, right?
You can get it on iTunes.
My Sassy Nana, and it's actually your Nana on the CD. That's what someone told me. Is that true?
She's on there.
Sassy Nana.
She's so sassy.
Hey, it's getting a lot of people are loving it. A lot of play they're giving the Sassy Nana on the radio.
Yeah. It's a lot of there's some songs on there.
You sing on it.
You sing on it. Yeah.
Yeah, and you're on it too, aren't you?
Yeah, I have a couple tracks. Yeah.
Can we play a track, My Sassy Nana?
Sure.
Ah.
You know what you do?
Sure. Yeah. Of course.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
This is from his...
Well, our producer's trying to get some music to one of your songs right now.
This is from your music album?
My music album, My Sassy Nana.
Yeah. What track is this again?
This is...
My Sassy Nana.
This is Don't Go There, in parentheses, She Went There.
Oh, hold on. Start this over. It's My Sassy Nana. It sounds like Sweet Caroline a little, but you're saying it's not. Okay.
No.
All right, so let's hear a little bit of it. My Sassy Nana, I guess. Let's hear it.
This goes out to all the sassy nanas. All the sassy nanas.
All the sassy nanas in the world.
Ain't even but one of you this don't go out to.
To the sassiest of the nanas.
Yeah.
Let's go.
My sassy nana.
That's right. She's got a nice pulse.
Yeah.
My sassy Nana, I love you so. You've meant the world to me. You're so sassy, and it's why you... I have to have a lot of sass. Oh, I fucked it up. Well, everybody, that's our show. Lynn Shore, everybody over there. On the drums and sax, Gabe, drum and trumpet. Lynn's on drums, singing, vocals, and every other instrument. And then also Aristotle. What a breath of fresh air. Hey, and Neil Nana Dana from Atlanta. Neil Dana. Neil Dana. And Rob. What can I say about you that we haven't already said? We had a great time tonight. I see a lot of great things for you. That's why I'm offering to manage you. I take 50%.
That seems reasonable.
How about a hand for the violin section here? Oh. Seriously, live in studio. You know the power I have to make it sound like... Listen, now hold on. Sounds different. Listen to this. Can you hear the difference? It got louder. I'm just kidding. I was making you look for something that wasn't that great. Anyway... Another thing about Rob. And then also Ian Carmel.
Oh, guys, I think my ride's here.
Let's go out with Lynn doing a little Elvis. We'll join in where we can, okay? It'll be fun. We'll get to do one more thing. This is a time in life where you decide, do we have it in us? Did we all feel it was time to come to an end? Yes, but we all knew from our heart that there was something that we could take it to another place. What do we do? Last week we went out of here, and every time I said that, well, the music was playing... We were genuinely in the studio to George Carlin dancing. But there's two horns here tonight. Two horns.
Gentlemen, prepare with your horns. Do we have it in us again? But I want you all to know one thing, that when we're dancing around, never do any of us have to feel bad that the other person might not want to dance, because when you don't want to dance, when you go, I've had so much fun, you sit down. But maybe we don't have it in us. I have it in me. And do you have it in you, Neil? I mean, no, I know what it's like. It's like I was thinking about, I mean, we had a great time, but Aristotle, you got it in you?
Todd, it's been such a long show. We've come so far.
I'm exhausted.
I don't want to disappoint you, Todd.
I won't take no for an answer.
Todd.
Because I know the both of you have it in you. Yeah. And I know Jake has it in him.
Well, when you put it like that.
Todd, how can we say no?
Thank you.
That ain't shit comedically. That was so much fun.
That was the best.
I'll tell you what's different about tonight. Are we still rolling?
Well, I can cut out wherever.
No, I think it's good to say. We're still here. Last week we were gone at this time. You know what I mean? We just wrap it up. Now we're here.
Not this week.
So, I think we had to cut it a little short. You know what happened during the thing? The table fell apart.
Does that happen before?
Yes, that's happened before. I felt bad because I was like, fuck it, who cares?
Yeah, what are you going to do?
That's fun. You guys were great on horns.
Very good.
I added an energy. And you know what I liked? The both of you were circling the table the whole time with us, dancing in between us. We got some of that on camera. That was a lot of fun. What the fuck?
This chair. That was a good episode because we hit some of the old.
That was fun. By the way, this is it right now. All right,
still going? Let's bring in. Let's start it. Let's just do another couple hours.
Yeah.
Huh?
Well, goodbye.
Good
till 12:30? Oh, shit, did that all get wet? All right, now we'll go. Well, good night. Good night. Goodbye.
Night, Tony.
Goodbye.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.